Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Yud Dalet. We are holding on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. We are at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Yud Gimel and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'il Nishmas's mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Ala Shalom. It's also sponsored anonymously, Le'zecha Nishmas, my grandfather, Moshe Dov Ben David. I want to again thank that anonymous sponsor for continuing to sponsor Le'il Nishmas, my Zaidi. It's also sponsored by Hindi and Mendy Yudin, Le'zecha Nishmas, Mendy's grandfather, Joe Yudin, Yosef Ben Yoshua Ben Yamin, whose yard site is today. And a last minute addition to the sponsorships, I'm going to sponsor L'zchus Refu Shalema for two people very close to me who are doing a tremendous chesed with their bodies this morning, Yisrael Shmayo Alter Ben Tova Bela and Michal Gabriela Bas Mina Tamara, as well as another dear friend of mine who just did such a chesed, Yehuda Leib Ben Sara, as he recuperates. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. The Gemara is going to have four different shilos about being makabel a period of nizirus that would seem to require splitting up a period of nizirus, meaning being makabel two periods of nizirus, where, for example, you say, I'm going to be makabel a nizirus that starts in 20 days from now, that will last for 30 days, plus I'm going to be makabel a 100-day nizirus right now. So how would that work? You start the clock on your 100-day nizirus, but then in 20 days you're going to have to pause that nizirus, count a 30-day nizirus, and then pick up the last 80 days of your initial nizirus. So we're going to have four different permutations of such cases where you would need to pause one nizirus in order to observe another nizirus, only to then complete the first nizirus. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas. What happens if you become tameh during the nizirus that interrupts another nizirus? Meaning you started nizirus number one, you paused it in order to observe nizirus number two, and then you became tameh in the middle of nizirus number two. So it's certainly soser nizirus number two, which you're in the middle of doing. Is it also soser nizirus number one, which you had paused in order to observe nizirus number two? The Gemara is going to have a similar machlokas. We don't only pause nizirus in order to observe a different nizirus. Sometimes we pause in nizirus because a person becomes a mitzora. A person becomes a mitzora muchlat. So if you become a mitzora muchlat in the middle of your nizirus, we hit pause on the nizirus as you go through the tzaras process. What if you become tamei lemeis during that, during the mitzora muchlat period? Is that soser the nizirus as well? Or do we say, no, the nizirus is on pause, so the nizirus is unaffected by any tumah that happens at that time? Then the Gemara is going to have three different cases where tumah happens after the period of 30 days of nizirus is over, but before all of the processes of the nizirus are over. For example, a person did not yet do tiglachas, he did not yet bring all of his karbanos, something else that's still in the way in order before he's able to close the book on that chapter of his life of nizirus. So what happens if tumah happens at that point in his life? So these are some complicated cases, but someone yesterday at the Shas time had signed up for the next 10 blot of Nazir, thinking, you know, works out great, but to do these 10 blot in one day was quite challenging. So Boy Rava, Rava raises the following shaila. A person says, Omar Hareni Nazir La'achar Esrim Yom, I'm going to be a Mekabel in Nazirus starting in 20 days from now. And then in addition to that, Umeach Shav Me'a Yom, I'm also going to be a Mekabel in Nazirus that begins right now for 100 days. So Mahu, is the second Nazirus going to be Chal right away? Meaning, is the 100-day Nazirus going to be Chal right away? Or do we say, no, you know that you can't finish it if you start it right now, because on day 20, you're going to have to start the first Nazirus you spoke about. So maybe you should just observe do nothing for 20 days. On day 20, observe a 30-day Nazirus. And when you finish with that one, you'll do your 100-day Nazirus. That's the Shaila. Now, certainly, the Mefarish points out, if a person says Hareini Nazir La'achar Shloshim Yom, and then he says Umei Achshav Nazir, I'll also be a, and then after he says I'll be a Nazir in 30 days from now, he says I'll be a Nazir right now as well. So certainly the Nazirus your Mekabel Mei Achshav is going to be Chal right away, because you'd be able to complete that Nazirus before you observe the next Nazirus, and everything's going to be fine. They won't overlap with each other. No Nazirus will have to be paused, so it would be perfectly fine. The Gemara Suffolk is only when you're starting in Naziris right now will mean that you know you won't be able to finish it in consecutive days, that you're going to have to pause it in order to observe a different Naziris. So do we say, Kivin Dahalin Mea Be'esrin Lo Shalmin, that since your 100-day Naziris will not be over in 20 days from now, because and in 20 days from now you're going to have to start your other Naziris, so that's going to necessitate pausing your 100-day Naziris, so Lo Chaylin, so therefore maybe you wouldn't put yourself in that situation. So the 100-day Naziris should not be Chal until after you observe the Naziris that's going to kick in 20 days from now. And Tos explains, because Mistama, the Das of the Noder, is to be Mekabel a consecutive period of Naziris. He doesn't want to be Mekabel in Naziris where he's going to have to pause and then restart. No, but we assume that a person is Mekabel consecutive days of Naziris. And therefore, after 20 days, he observes a 30-day Naziris, followed by a 100-day Naziris. But in the intervening 20 days between when he makes his declaration and when that first Naziris begins, nothing happens. He doesn't observe any Naziris. Oh, deal more, or maybe the flip side is, Kivin de Isle Gidl Sayer Lebesov, a Chaylin, maybe since, at the end of the day, if he observes 20 days of his 100-day Naziris, pauses for 30 days to observe another Naziris, he'll still have 80 more days of his 100-day Naziris, which is plenty of time to have a Gidul Seyar. It's plenty of time to have enough hair to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Giluach. So maybe he doesn't mind pausing in Naziris in such a case. At the end of a period of Naziris, a person has to be Megaleach all of his hair, and one of the conditions in order to be Mekayim, that mitzvah of Giluach, is you need 30 days of growth. That's why the Mishnah is going to say, much later in the Masechet on Daf Lamites, that if a person, let's say, was observing Naziris, let's say he had a 30-day Naziris, and on day 20 of his 30-day Naziris, Listim came, bandits came, and instead of taking all of his money, or taking his car, or whatever, they just took out a trimmer, and they just shaved his hair. They gave him a haircut, so then his Naziris doesn't end a few days later. His Naziris, he needs to observe 30 days of growth, of hair growth, before he can do the Giluach. So the Gemara is saying, in our situation, even if he begins his Naziris right now, and it's going to be cut in the middle, it's going to be paused in the middle by observing another Naziris, since at the end, after that middle Naziris is going to be observed, he'll still have more than 30 days of hair growth left to the first Naziris, so that's fine. So then the Naziris is going to be Chal. And therefore, start the Naziris now, 20 days in Naziris, then pause, do a 30-day Naziris, and then when that's over, you'll do the last 80 days. So after you count the 30 days of Naziris that you're Mekabel Stam, you'll be Megaleach, and you'll bring Karbanos, and then afterwards you'll fill in the last 80 days of your 100-day Naziris, and you'll be Megaleach, and be maybe Karbanos on the Naziris of Mea Yom. Like the Gemara says, that since you have Gidul Seyar, you don't mind pausing the Naziris. However, the Rishonim point out, Rabbeinu Peretz points out, L'chora, it's difficult to understand, because a person was Mekabel Naziris of Mea Yom, how could it be, let's say a person was Mekabel Stam, a Naziris of Mea Yom, regular case, person was Mekabel Naziris of Mea Yom, could you just decide to split it up? Meaning, okay, I'll do 50 days now, and then I'll be Megaleach, and I'll, you know, do whatever I want. Then I'll do another 50 days, whenever I, at some later point in my life. Certainly you can't do that. Mea Yom means Mea Yom consecutively. So why is this even an option? That you could observe 20 days, then pause for a 30-day Naziris, and what's going to happen at the end of that 30-day Naziris? You're going to be Megaleach, which means that you only have 80 days of consecutive Naziris of hair growth happening, because you were Megaleach after 50 days, after the 20 plus the 30. So how's that possible that that's permissible? So the Rabbeinu Peretz suggests that it's considered to be Mea Yom Ke'echad. It's considered to be one consecutive period of 100 days, because you didn't really have any Yemei Heter in between. Yeah, if you had 100-day Naziris, you can't say, I'm going to do 50 days, then I'm going to break the Naziris, then do another 50 days, because you you breaking the Nazirus. Over here, you have no Yume Heter in between. Ah, you're being Megaleach, but that's a Giluach Shal Mitzvah. So that's not considered having Yume Heter. That's a Giluach of the Mitzvah of Nazirus. That's how the Tosos and the Rabbeinu Peretz understand. Now, it happens to be the Meiri quotes, some Rishonim, that understand differently, that they say that, no, we're not suggesting that you observe 20 days in Nazirus, then your 30-day Nazirus, then Migaleach, and then the last 80 days. No, you're not Migaleach at the end of the Nazirus Shloshim Yom. You're Migaleach only when you finish all of those days, and then you bring two sets of Kabbalos, one for the Nazirus of Me'ah Yom, and one for the Nazirus of Shloshim Yom that had interrupted the other Nazirus. And when the Gemara says, Kivin Disla Gidul Seir, it means that since you have Shloshim Yom, which is a Nazirus Gemura, you don't mind being mafsik in the middle. But clearly, you can't actually be Megaleach in the middle, because that would actually ruin your 100-day Nazirus. So that is what we would call a minority of view in Rishonim. It's some Rishonim that are quoted by the Meiri, and the Rosh quotes such a daya as well. Then there's a third approach to understand the Gemara Shaila, and that is the approach of the Rambam. The Rambam understands that there was never a tzad in the Gemara that for the first 20 days after your declaration that you won't have to do anything, that you won't be observing any Nazirus. No, for sure you begin the Nazirus of Me'ah Yom right away. Rava's whole suffix is, what will be the din of the Nazirus after the 20 days? Are we mafzik in the middle in order to count the Nazirus Tam, and then you finish the last 80 days afterwards? Or do we assume that you wouldn't want your Nazirus to stop in the middle, and therefore you should finish the first 100 days straight and be Megaleach and maybe Karban, and then only after that you count the Shloshim Yom, even though you said explicitly that your Shloshim Yom Nazirus is going to start in 20 days from now? Maybe there's a tzad to say that, yeah, but it has to be pushed off because you're in the middle of something else. You're in the middle of being Osek in the Nazirus of Me'ah Yom, which had started today. So that's how the Rambam understands the two sides, at least the way the Kesef Mishnah explains in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Nazirus. But let's go like the simple pshat in the Gemara. Again, the simple pshat in the Gemara is a guy says, I'm going to be mekabel a 30-day Nazirus that begins in 20 days from now, and I'm going to be mekabel a 100-day Nazirus that begins now. So the two tzadim in the Gemara is, do we say, start your 100-day Nazirus now, you'll observe it for 20 days, you'll pause it, observe the 30-day Nazirus, then you'll pick up the last 80 days of your 100-day Nazirus, or do we say, no, the next 20 days do nothing. Then you'll observe your 30-day Nazirus, and followed by the full 100 days of Nazirus. So says Mari, you know what? I could have raised a different Shaila. This is Shaila number two relating to this kind of thing. V'tibayle, Nazirus Muetes. Rava could have asked a Shaila of a Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, meaning a guy says, I'll be a Nazir for 30 days starting in 20 days from now, plus I'll be a Nazir Me'achshav, I'll be a Nazir right now. So it's a reasonable Shaila to say, is that second Nazirus Chal right away? Is that second Nazirus Chal right now on the spot? And you'll only be Megaleach one time at the end of 60 days, and you'll bring two sets of Karbanos for the two Nazirios. You certainly couldn't be Megaleach at the end of the 30 days of the Nazirus that begins in 20 days from now, because then you won't be able to be Megaleach on the other Nazirus when you're Mashlim the last 10 days of that initial Nazirus. So it was only by Me'ah Yom, where you're still left with 30 days of growth afterwards, that would be a possibility. But that's the suffix. The suffix is the second Nazirus Chal right now? I'll observe it for 20 days, pause, observe a 30-day Nazirus, then finish the last 10 days of the Nazirus. Or maybe we say, no, for the next 20 days, I'll do nothing. Then I'll observe a 30-day Nazirus that starts in 20 days from now, followed by another 30-day Nazirus. Why is Rav HaSafik only about a 100-day Nazirus, not about a 30-day Nazirus? It says, chada mi go, chada kami bayilei, that he asked one shayla based on what the answer is to the other shayla. Meaning, initially, his question must have been about a Nazirus Muatas. It must have been about a 30-day Nazirus. And he was saying that, imtim tzolomar, if you're going to be poshet that Safik in a certain way, then I have another suffix about 100-day Nazirus. And it goes as follows. Im timtzalom Nazirus muetas. If you're going to tell me, in the case where you're makabel in a Nazirus of 30 days, you said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days starting in 20 days from now, and I'm also going to be a Nazir for 30 days starting from now, kivan ta asari yomin hu diyasrin, since you're only going to be left with 10 extra days at the end, after you observe your 30-day Nazirus in the middle, lo salik le halin asara, those 10 days aren't going to count, because you don't want to be mafsik your nazirus to be mashlim 10 days afterwards, because those 10 days aren't significant enough. Your kavanah is just that you shouldn't be, what you must have meant in that case, meaning we're being poshet that initial shayla, is that what you must have meant is that you're not going to do anything for 20 days. In 20 days from now, you'll observe a nazirus of 30 days, followed by another nazirus of 30 days. So maybe that's only by a nazirus mu'etes. But vaday, nazir mea yom, but maybe if you said, hareini nazir lachar esrim yom, and then you said, and me'achshav, I'm going to be a nazir for mea yom, maybe you actually do intend to begin the 100-day nazirus right away. Because kivin dislay timnin yom and lebasov, since you will have 80 days after the interruption of the nazirus with the other nazirus, sulkinlay, maybe that you're happy to have those last 80 days be mitzarif with the first 20 days. Although, or maybe even in that case, you don't want to pause your nazirus right in the middle. Meaning that's the shayla. Does a person want to pause their nazirus right in the middle? Or do we assume that a person would never want to pause their nazirus in the middle? So far the Gemara had two shaylas. Shayla number one is, we just said that in reverse order, but shayla number one really was, the Rav's original shayla really was, if I'm a Kabbalah in the Zerus of Shloshim Yom starting in 20 days from now, plus in the Zerus of Shloshim Yom starting today, so do I observe 20 days in the Zerus, pause, do a second Zerus of 30 days, and then finish the last 10? And if you can tell me, no, you don't do that, you wouldn't want to break up a Zerus that way where you only have 10 days at the end, so what if it was 30-day Zerus starting in 20 days from now, and a 100-day Zerus starting today? Maybe there I'd be willing to pause, because after the pause, I still have 80 more days of Zerus to go. And then the Gemara says, and now there's a third Shaila. Vim Tim Tzolomar, and if you want to be poshet that suffik, and you want to say chayli, you want to say that the Zerus of Mea Yom is going to be Chal already starting right now, and you'll just put it on pause in 20 days from now, and then you'll observe the last 80 days. But what if you did the following? What if Amar Hareini Nazir L'Achar Esrim Yom, right? It starts off the same. You say, I'll be a Nazir in 20 days from now for a period of 30 days, and a Zerus Stam in 20 days from now. Umei achshav nazir olam, but starting right now, I'm going to be a nazir olam. Someone who says he's a nazir olam is knowing nazirus kol yemei chayav. We already learned back on Daf Dalet that every 30 days he's mekel betayr, meaning you can take a little bit of a haircut, but not legamri. But you see that he's being mekabel an unending period of nazirus. So mahu, so what? How should he observe the nazirus? Michayla alei. Do we assume that the nazir olam is going to be chal right now? Then in 20 days from now, he's going to pause in the middle of the Nazirus Olam and count a regular 30-day Nazirus. Oh, lo, or maybe we assume that he doesn't want to stop in the middle of a period of Nazirus Olam, which is going to be the rest of his life, so because that's a totally different type of Nazirus, and therefore it shouldn't be, the Nazir Olam should not be Chal Me Achshav. You should wait 20 days, observe your regular Stam Nazirus, and then after that Nazirus is over, that's when your Nazir Olam begins. Meaning, maybe even if you are willing to pause a 100-day Nazirus in the middle to observe another Nazirus, that's because those two Nazirios are fundamentally the same type of Nazirus. It's just that one of them is for a longer period of time than the other, but they're fundamentally the same thing. Whereas maybe you would not want to pause Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam is a whole different type of Nazirus. So maybe a person is not willing to pause something like that. So then the Gemara has a fourth Shaila. Im Tim Salomar, if you want to be poshet that Safek, then you want to say Hacha Kivin Daf Shalit Shulei Chayla, that in a case where you're Makabal and Nazirus Olam, you're not worried about pausing your Nazirus Olam, because after all, you could always be Shoel to a Chacham on the regular Stam Nazirus that you want to be, that you're Makabal after 20 days from now, and therefore, the Nazirus Olam is Chal Me'achshav, meaning maybe in a Chinami, people don't like to pause a Nazirus Olam in order to observe another Nazirus, but who's saying that you're ever going to have to pause your Nazirus Olam? You said I'm going to be a Stam Nazir in 20 days from now, and I'm going to be a Nazir Olam from right now. Start being a Nazir Olam from right now, and you could be Shoel on your Nazirus that's supposed to start in 20 days from now. You can undo that Nazirus that's going to start in 20 days from now. So maybe, Taka, you do start the Nazir Olam right away. Since you could be Shoel on it, Lachar Shloshim Yom, and if you're Shoel, it's not going to be a Hefsek in your Nazirus Olam. So maybe that's what you intended to do. But then I have a fourth Shaila, says Gemara. What if it's something you can't be Shoel on? That in 20 days from now, you're not starting a Stam Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, but rather, Amar Harein Nazir Shimshon Li'achar Esrim Yom. you're starting in the Zirus Shimshon Liacharas from Yom Umei Achshav Nazir Stam. So over here we changed it around, right? We up until now we've been having the Nazir Stam Bichal 20 days from now. So in this Shaila we're saying, no, you want the Nazir Stam to Bichal now. In 20 days from now you want a Nazirus Shimshon to begin. So do you start your Nazirus Stam now, knowing that you'll have to break it for a Nazirus Shimshon? And the problem is that you would not want to break a Nazirus, and there's no being Shoel on a Nazirus Shimshon. You can't be Shoel on a Nazirus Shimshon. Someone who says Hareini Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir forever. There are three differences between Nazir Shimshon and Nazir Olam. Two of the differences appear in the Mishnah on Daf Dalet. Number one, that a Nazir Olam can be Mekel Betar Kol Shloshim Yom or Kol Shemos Chodesh, depending which Tana you hold by. He could take a haircut every once in a while, whereas a Nazir Shimshon is Einu Megaleich Liolam. He's simply never ever allowed to cut his hair. A second difference is that a Nazir Olam is not allowed to be Metamei L'Mesim. A Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Metamei L'Mesim, like Shimshon was all the time. That was pretty much what he did for a living. And the third difference is what emerges from our Gemara, that a Nazir Shimshon can't be Shoel to a Chacham on his Nazirus, whereas a Nazir Olam could technically be Shoel on his Nazirus to a Chacham. So what if a person says, Harei Nazir Shimshon Na'acharas Miyom Me'achshav Nazir Stam? So Mal, what's the din? Hachalo Efshal L'Chuli. Do we assume that since you can't be Shoel on a Nazirus Shimshon, so Michaila, do we assume that right now you should start in the Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, and then after 20 days you're going to begin in the Nazirus Shimshon? Allah, or maybe the Nazirus Stam is not going to be Chal, because you don't want to be Mekabel in the Nazirus that you're going to have to pause in the middle. So for the next 20 days, you're not knowing anything. And then after 20 days, the Nazirus Shimshon is going to kick in. So there's a, and in this Suffolk, there's one of the Tzadim of the Suffolk. This is a unique among the four Sfekos, because one of the Tzadim of the Suffolk is that your Nazirus Stam never happens, right? Meaning if you say that you're not going to observe 20 days of a regular Nazirus followed by a Nazirus Shimshon on day 20, rather you're going to say for 20 days I observe nothing and Nazirus Shimshon is going to kick in on day 20, well then when is the Nazirus Stam ever going to happen? It's never going to happen. There's no way to observe that 30 day Nazirus. You're only and even if you say it does happen, it would only happen for 20 days, for the next 20 days, because then the Nazirus Shimshon is going to be Chal, and the Nazirus Shimshon is never going to stop. So it's a difficulty over here in terms of how to even understand the Havamina of why a person would be Mekabel such a thing. Okay, then the Gemara has another Suffolk, but this Suffolk doesn't seem at all related to the four Sfekos we just raised. So it's a little bit strange. Amar, Kimosha B'Shavat Ba'adar. This seems like it belongs in a different Sugya, where you just talk about different Lashonos of Kabbalas Nazirus. Let's say a person uses an unusual Lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus. He says, I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day of Adar. Seventh day of Adar is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Probably he wasn't drinking wine that day, because people tend not to be involved in taking care of their physical needs so much, or physical desires or pleasures so much on the day of their death, certainly the likes of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So that's what he means. It's a lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus. So he says, I want to be like Moshe B'Shiva Ba'ador. Mai, what is his kavana? Do we assume he wants to be Mekabel Nazirus like Moshe Rabbeinu? Or the way the Gemara understands that he doesn't mean that I want to be like Moshe, but I want to be like what people did when Moshe died, which we assume that there were many people that decided to become Nazirim because of the great tsar that they had over the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. Or do we assume that he's Mekabel on himself a simcha like the day of the Leidas Moshe Rabbeinu, of the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu? So in the Shittim Gvetzes, he says this is a brand new suffix that has no relation to the Sfekos that we've been discussing until this point. Karenora writes, Yagati velo matsasi tam nachon. I have no idea why this suffix appears over here. I couldn't think of any connection between this suffix and everything else the Gemara has been dealing with up until this point. Comes along the Briska Rav in explaining Ashita Sarambam in the Hilchos Nazirus Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, and he says the Gemara is discussing what would the din be if a person is Mekabel in Nazirus Yom Echad Lefnei Misaso. What if a person says, I want to become a Nazir the day that I die, or the day before I die? And he means to say, Hareini Nazir, nazir, but the nazirus is going to be chal one day before I die, like Moshe Rabbeinu on Shiva Ba'adar. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu was dying on Zayin Adar. What if he was mekabel nazirus on the day that he knew he was going to die? And the suffix is that a chisaron of ein nazirus pachas mishloshim yom? And therefore the nazirus can't be chal because he's not going to have 30 days of nazirus. Or do, you know, it reminds me of the shaila of the Behuda. If a person is it's at the beginning of Svira and the doctor tells him you have a day to live, you have 2 days to live, you're not going to make it till the end of Svira. So should he count Svira with a bracha, right? If you hold that it's one long mitzvah and you're not going to make it till the end, so do you say that, no, right now I have a mitzvah, you know, we'll say, Hashem's in charge of that, you know, of how things end, but right now I have a mitzvah? Or do you say, no, you have to take the forecast into account? So over here, the Brisk Rav understands that's the real shaila over here. Do we assume that that's a chisaron in his kabbalas and zeros? So after the Gemara quotes all these sfeikos about a person who's not able to complete the nazirus that he started properly, and he's going to have to pause all those nazirus, so the Gemara raises a suffix about another situation where a person's not going to be able to complete the nazirus because he's going to die. So the Brisk Rav figured it out. That's the connection between this suffix and all the other sfeikos. Of course, that means that Amar Kamosha B'Shev Ba'adar does not mean the way we said it. It means the way the Rishonim explained it, that it's that you're trying to say, I want to be like what all the people did when Moshe Rabbeinu died and become a Nazir. No, you're saying, I want to be Mekabel and Nazirus on the last day of my life. Like Shiva Ba'adar is just the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. I mean, you could have been the outside of anybody. You could have said, I want to be like, Mekabel and Nazirus on, you know, like my Zaydi's last day of life. Whatever. And you just pick Moshe Rabbeinu because it's the most famous yard site. Everyone knows the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the way it would play out according to the Brisker Rav. And the other side of the suffix is that you're not being Mekabel. It's not a Lashon of Kabbalah Nazirus at all. It's a Lashon of Kabbalah Simcha, because the seventh day of Adar is also the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Tosos explains that Kamosha B'Shev Adar means that just like a lot of people were Mekabel Nazirus and Shev Adar on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, I'm Mekabel on myself Nazirus, and therefore it's a Nazir. Tosos writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shabbos. Tosos writes in Maseches Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. So it turns out that a lot of people, if you put the two Tosos together, a lot of people were Mekabel Nazirus on Shabbos when Moshe Rabbeinu died. So says Rav Yosef Engel, you put those two Tosos together, it's a raya that there's no Isser being Mekabel Nazirus on Shabbos, that you're able to be Mekabel Nazirus on Shabbos. And that's interesting because he quotes the Ramami Panu, who says that you're not allowed to be Mekabel Nazirus on Shabbos because you're being Mekadesh Eskufo. It's a violation of Tikkun Mana to be Mekabel Nazirus on Shabbos because you're being Mekadesh yourself. You're enhancing your own self by being Mekabel Nazirus. Not Tikkun Mana Do Raisa, Mechsika Tikkun Mana. It's like Tovelin Kelim on Shabbos, right? Where it's not literally a Tikkun Mana, but it's Mechsika Tikkun Mana. It would probably be Drabanan related to Tikkun Mana. Now, Tosfos over here also points out Zayin Adar is Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday, and therefore everyone had a Simcha Gedola on Zayin Adar. And that's what the Rosh writes as well. In Zayin Adar, he was Nolad, so therefore it's a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. So the Kleisenberger has in a Tshuva in Divrei Yitziv, where he's Medayik from Lashon the Rosh, that it was a day that's Nikva L'Doros is Mishta V'Simcha. So some suggest, based on this, that the day of the birthday of a Tzaddik is a Zman of Hatzlacha for the entire world. And maybe we should, it's worthy of celebrating the birthday of a Tzaddik. And the Tshuva Saparkasta Da'anya, he quotes from the Chasam Sofer that Jews don't celebrate birthdays. Jews celebrate the day B'yom, Avram Avinu made a Mishta B'yom, he gomel as Yitzchak, hey Gimel Mal, on the eighth day, the anniversary of one's Mila is a day of celebration, not the birthday. So says Yapar Kasta B'anya, aye, what are you going to do about Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara Megillah Daf Yigimel says that Haman made a Gorel and he was so happy that it came out on Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site because it's such a day of bad mazel for Klal Yisrael, but he didn't realize that it's also a day of good mazel for Klal Yisrael because Moshe Rabbeinu was Nolad on Zayin Adar. So and Kedai Haleda Shetechaper Al Misa, Rashi says that the Leda is going to be Mechaper on the Misa. So you see from there that the birthday is actually meaningful. He says, yeah, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Nolad Mahul. So the anniversary of his Mila was also his birthday. But other people, you know, who are not Nolad Mahul, so then we would celebrate the anniversary of the Mila and not the birthday. Okay, so but anyway, so we have all these four shailas about pausing in the zeros to observe another in the zeros. And then we had this one last shaila about someone who says Harini Kemoshe B'Shiv Badr. So it says, how many of these shailas can we answer? Only the first one. Pshot Minayu Kadmai. So we can only answer the first shaila, which was a case where a guy says, I'll be a Nazir Stam starting in 20 days from now, and I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days starting right now. So Harini Nazir Lach Resim Yom Me'achshav Me'ayom Mona Esrim V'acharkach Mona Shloshim V'acharkach Mona Shmonim K'dei L'Hashem Nazirus Rishona. He in fact does observe 20 days in Nazirus, pauses for a Stam Nazirus, and then at the end of the conclusion of that, observes another 80-day Nazirus. Now, going back to our Mishnah said that if a person says, Hareini Nazir Kishieli Ben, and then Vinazir, and also a regular Nazirus. So he starts to count his regular Nazirus, and then a baby boy is born to him, he has a son. So he stops his regular Nazirus, and he counts, and he observes the Nazirus that he had committed to do upon the birth of a child. And then he goes, and he's mashlim his original Nazirus. So if a person says, Hareini Nazir Kshili Ben, Vin Nazir, and he starts counting his regular Nazirus, he has the child, and therefore he has to pause in order to observe the Nazirus Beno, Nitma B'Yimei Beno. So what happens if he becomes Tamei during the Nazirus that pauses the original Nazirus? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Soser both Nazirios. It's not only Soser, the Nazirus that he's observing right now, it's Soser, the original Nazirus that he's in middle of. So Reish Lakish Amar Einel Soser. So Reish Lakish says, no, the original Nazirus is on pause, so that doesn't exist right now. It's only Soser, the Nazirus that he's actually observing at the moment. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser Chad Nazirus Arichti. Rabbi Yochanan says, we view this as one long Nazirus, and therefore it's Soser, all of it. Reish Lakish Amar Einel Soser, because Nazirus Didei Luchud Udebrei Luchud. And Reish Lakish says, not Soser, because his own Nazirus is one thing, and the Nazirus of his son is another thing. So that's what Tosfos points out. The machlokes of Yochanan and Shlakish is in the case that we said in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Kshieli Ben V'Nazir, and became Tamei during the Yemei Nazirus Beno. But in the case of the Reisha of the Mishnah, where a guy said Hareini Nazir V'Nazir Kshieli Ben, and he counted his own Nazirus, and then he became Tamei when he was counting his son's Nazirus, then it's obviously only going to be Sosa the Nazirus Beno, because he already finished his own Nazirus. But this is talking about where he's been paused in the middle of one Nazirus to observe another Nazirus, and he becomes Tamei during that time period. A similar shaila relating to the fact that there's another time that we would pause in Nazirus. We don't only pause in Nazirus to observe another Nazirus, we sometimes pause in Nazirus if a person becomes a Mitzora in the middle of the Nazirus. What happens if the Nazirus is on pause because he became a Mitzora and then became Tamei the Mace in the middle of his Tzoras? Nit may be made Tzorato. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser, Rishlak Shomer Eino Soser. Same Achlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser, in that it's Soser in the Nazirus, Tabin Nazirus Kai, because he's still in the middle of that original Nazirus. Reish Lakish Amar Einu Soser, Tzoras L'Chud V'Nazirus L'Chud. Reish Lakish says, no, he's not in the middle of that Nazirus. That Nazirus is on pause, and therefore it's not here right now. So when he becomes Tamei L'Meisa, there's no impact on that Nazirus. So isn't that the same Machlokas twice? What difference does it make whether the original Nazirus is on pause for another Nazirus, or whether it's on pause for Tzoras? Utsricha, we need to be told Machlokas in both cases. Di'it Marach HaMaisa, if you only would have told me in the case where we pause the Nazirus for another Nazirus, Payam Rabbi Yochanan Soser, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says it's Soser, the original Nazirus, because Shem Nazirus Achasi, because you can't say that he's not in Nazirus. It's all one continuation because it's all the same thing. It's Aval Baha. But in a case where there's Tzoras in the middle, I think Rabbi Yochanan's Modet Reish Lakish, that the Tumah right now has no impact on the Nazirus because he's not in Nazirus right now. The Nazir L'Chud V'Tzoras L'Chud. And if you only would have told me about the case of Tzoras, I would have said Baha Kam Reish Lakish. That's where Reish Lakish says it's not so, said the Nazirus. Aval Bahach, but when there's a Nazirus that pauses in the middle of the Nazirus, Eimu Modu Rabbi Yochanan. I might have thought Reish Lakish is Modu Rabbi Yochanan, that it's going to be Soser both Nazirios, Tzricha. That's why we need both cases. Now the Gemara goes on to another three cases where Tumah happens at some point after the Shloshim Yom are over, but before the Nazirus is totally gone. Nitma B'Yom Gidol Seir. Let's say a person was observing a regular Nazirus, and I don't know, on day 20 of his Nazirus, Listim came, and they grabbed him, and they shaved his head. So now, his Nazirus is supposed to end 10 days later. Problem is, he can't do a Giluach 10 days later, because you can only do a Giluach when you have 30 days of hair growth. So what about that time period? After his 30 days are over, his original 30-day Nazirus period is over, but he's just waiting it out to be able to do a Giluach. He's waiting for his hair to grow enough to do a Giluach. What if he becomes Tamei during those days? So he made it his whole period of Nazirus without becoming Tamei, without drinking any grape products, anything like that. And it's just that at some point someone held him down and cut his hair. So Rav Amar Einu Soser. So if it becomes somebody during that period, Rav says it's not Soser. And Afilu Rabbi Yochanan Damar Soser. Even Rabbi Yochanan who holds that becoming tummy during a period of Nazirus that interrupts the middle of another period of Nazirus will be Soser both. That's only because you're still in Nazirus. But Gidl Seir, Bishlam Nazirusu. But Gidl Seir is just a way of finishing up the day so that you'll have enough hair to be Megaleach. But that you already finished your Nazirus. Ushmuel Amar Soser. Shmuel says, no, even that's going to be Soser. And not only that, Afilu Reish Lakish Damar Ein Soser. Even Reish Lakish, who held that a Nazirus that interrupts another Nazirus, when you become Tameh in the middle of Nazirus, it's not going to be Soser, the original Nazirus. Hasam Shtei Nazirus. That's because it's two separate Nazirus. But Hachachad Nazirusa. But over here, your Gidul Seyar, in order to do the Giluach, is a Giluach for your one and only Nazirus. So you're becoming Tameh when you're still trying to take care of that Nazirus. Now another suffix, Amr of Chista Kol Modim, both Rav and Shmuel who disagree about someone who becomes Tamei in Yemei Gidl Seir, they're both Modim, Shim Kidesh Seir Badam, that a person, Nazir became Tamei after he already was Zorik the Dam of his Karbanos, but before he was Megaleach his hair, Ein Lo Takana, he's not going to be able to drink wine and be Megaleach and be Metamei Lemesim forever, because since he was not Megaleach, he still has all the Dinim of Nazirus. So says Mar Aliba Daman, which of the Tanoim is Rav Chista following? If it's assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Lazar and Daf Mem Zayin who holds that so long as you haven't been Mekayim the mitzvah of Teglachas at the conclusion of your Nazirus, you still have all the Yisurim of Nazirus. Well, Kivin Damer Teglachas Ma'akeves Toch Melosi. If you hold that the Teglachas is Ma'akev and you're still a regular Nazir, so good. So you're still a regular Nazir. So listar. So treat becoming Tamei now like becoming Tamei in the middle of Nazirus. You're not locked in forever. You just have to start again. So start again, finish, and then do everything. Ella alibit rabbanon. So what do we want to say? It's going like the sheet of the rabbanon who hold that a nazir who brought his karbanos is already allowed to drink wine and allowed to be matami lemesim, even though he hasn't yet been megaleach. Well, ha'ami taglachas l'makeves. So why do I care that he became tamei right now? He's allowed to become tamei right now. He just didn't do the taglachas. He already brought the karbanos, so he should be allowed to become tamei right now. Why do we say, oh no, now he's ein lo takana? So it says more the olam alibit rabbanon umayin lo takana ein lo takana mitzvah skiluach. No, we're going like Rabbanan, Ein Lo Takana means he'll never be able to fulfill this mitzvah Giluach. He's not a Nazir anymore, his Nazirus is over, he brought his karbanos, he's allowed to be Metamei Lemesim, he's allowed to drink wine, but the mitzvah of, he's even allowed to get haircuts, but the mitzvah of Giluach he'll never be able to fulfill, because the mitzvah of Giluach has to happen before you become Tamei. So now the Gemara has a third case. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbanina, Nazir Shekal Lo Yamav, a person who completed his Nazirus and he didn't yet bring his karbanos, so if he becomes Tamei B'mezid, Loka Allah Tumi, gets Malkos for that Tumah, Vein Loka Allah Teglachas. But if he was Megaleach, where he drank wine B'mezid, he doesn't get Malkos, Velo Aliyayin, right? So he doesn't get Malkos for the wine either. So Maishna Tumah Delaki, why if he becomes Tumah B'mezid, is he going to get Malkos for such a thing, more so than if he's Megaleach B'mezid, or he's Shosei Yayin B'mezid? So again, we're talking about it's a Nazir Shekalu Lo Yamav. He finished his 30 days of Nazirus, he just hasn't brought his Karbanos yet. So for some reason, going and making himself tamei is going to earn him malchus, but going and drinking wine or going and getting a haircut is not going to earn him malchus. So maishna tuma delaki, why does he get malchus for the tuma? The amar kra, because the pasuk says kol yemei hiziru laHashem, and it says al nefesh meis lo yavo. So we darshan kol that it's l'rabos yam shalachar malos, that the word kol is always an inclusive term, that even the days that are after the 30 days of Nazirus, but he hasn't yet brought his karbanos, kiyam shalafnei malos, have the same consequences as the days. He's in the middle of his Nazirus as far as the Chiv Malkus is concerned. Ihachi ataglachas nami l'chayv. So good, so then he should be Chayv Malkus for getting a haircut as well. Damar Achmana, kol yimei neder nizro, tar lo yavar al rosho. It has the word kol in the pasuk about getting a haircut also. La'asos yamim shalachim los, ki yam shalif neimilos. So we should treat it the same. Visu, and not only that, when it comes to drinking wine as well. Kol yimei nizro, mikol asher yasim, mikefen ayayin, and it goes on to say, mechassan ve'adzag lo yochal. Then you're not allowed to have great products. Kol yimei nizro. So shouldn't that mean that the consequences for drinking wine after the malos, after the 30 days are over, but before he brought the karbanos, should be the same as the consequences for drinking wine right in the middle of the Nazirus? So it says, Mara, Shaini Hacha, the Yisur Tumah is different than the other Yisurim, Da Amar Achmanu, because the Pasuk says, when it talks about Tumah, it says, Vitime Rosh Nizro, that only Misha Nizro, Talu Le Barosho, when his whole Nazirus is only in his head, meaning he already finished the days of his Nazirus, all he has left is the hair on his head. That's the only thing that's still remaining of his Nazirus. But the other Yisurim Nazir, he's not going to get Malkus because it doesn't have a Pasuk to say, to speak about those elements. So Meisve, the Gemara asks, but wait a second, the Brisa says, Nazir Shekal Lo Yamav, Asr Legaleach, Vilishtos Yayin, Vilitame Lemesim, Vim Gileach, Vishas Yayin, Vilizam Lemesim, Hareza Savik Sarbaim. We have a Beferish of Brisa that says that if you finish 30 days of Nazirus and you haven't yet brought your Kabbalos, you get Malkus for all three Isurim, not only for Tiglachas, but for Tumah as well, and for Yayin as well. So Zumara Tiyufta, okay, that Brisa is a Tiyufta on the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Tezvav Amin Aleph. Everyone have a great day.